Here in Australia, a question for you. Should the Australian government insist that Netflix and other global on-demand streaming companies show more locally produced programs if they are to operate here? That is certainly the view of leading figures in our film and television industry. They're calling on the federal government to toughen up the trade rules and impose local content quotas on the streaming companies before it's too late. Emily Burke has more.
So how are you finding Canberra, Ambassador?
Cold.
The Australian-made political miniseries Secret City is now available on Netflix. It's the latest success story for Australian film and television, with local producers making it big internationally.
This is going to feel tropical compared to the freezer the White House is going to put you in.
Despite massive digital disruption, Australian content is being produced and sold, and it's making money. A survey by Deloitte Access Economics puts the economic value of the sector at $1.2 billion. Around 20,000 people are employed, and more than 40% of businesses are generating $163 million in export dollars.
The picture's quite uneven in terms of who gets the upside of that great work.
Matt Dina is the CEO of Screen Producers Australia.
There are many businesses that are struggling to do a fair deal with broadcasters to be able to monetise their work themselves.
And that means changing the rules of engagement for players like Netflix, obliging them to invest in and deliver locally produced content.
We would like a percentage of revenue that comes out of service like Netflix to have to go back into the Australian production industry. Now, we would be happy with a 10% figure, but we'd also love a bigger figure. In France, it's 26% of their revenue goes into French content. So there's an opportunity for the government to introduce a larger figure, which would, of course, provide much more benefit to the Australian economy, the Australian production industry.
Why should there be such a level of intervention, market intervention, in what is a creative field that is clearly doing well to the tune of, you know, $1.2 billion?
Well, part of the reason it does well is that there already is market intervention, but in order to do better, it probably needs to be a more massaged and nuanced market intervention. And the reason there's market intervention in our screen industry is that we are unable to compete as a service part of the world with other parts of the world because we are English speakers and there is content that is created in other global markets that is dumped into Australia for a margin of the price that it costs to create it from Australia. So in any other type of the economy, it would be called price dumping and would be banned by trade law. But because it's an intellectual property, it doesn't yet come under that frame. So every country in the world has this sort of system in order to stimulate the local market to deal with the fact that there isn't a market naturally created. So you've got market failure and you have to have a market response from government. So really this is then about tweaking how the market response works to better everyone and not just benefit some people.
The Communications Minister, Mitch Fifield, has issued a statement saying the Australian screen industry is amongst the world's best. It contributes to the economy, employs Australians, and ensures our stories are told and our faces seen by the world. The government is undertaking a review of screen content policies to ensure they remain fit for purpose to support our screen industry in the digital age.
Emily Burke with that report.